Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Layla is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Jay, so let's see if we can help her out. Layla, before we talk about your dating stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Jay?
I think at this point it's been about 2 weeks, we're past the time of, somebody getting back with you after a first date, you know what I mean?
Obvious ghosting.
Yes, 100%.
What was the last interaction you guys had?
Just like the end of the date. So we went to Topgolf, had nachos, and then I invited him over because I live really close to the Topgolf. And we kind of hooked up, and then he left in the morning. And your regular oh my God, yeah, we'll text and I can't wait to see you again. And then he has not spoken to me since.
Okay, so you obviously liked him because you hooked up with him, but tell us a little bit more about the date to see if we can see if there's something there that pops that gives us an idea about why.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the date was, I think, pretty great and pretty seamless. I mean, I feel like I've been on a bunch of first dates that haven't gone anywhere, so I'm just really excited to go out with someone I could actually talk to. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we had such a good time and so much chemistry. You guys, Jay is very, very hot. And it's so exciting. I honestly couldn't believe that someone that looks that good is also so smart. The date was great. I mean, I feel he helped me with my swing a little bit. And we talked a lot about traveling. He's been to all these different places. He was just telling me about his recent trip to Spain. Ooh. And I haven't had as much of an opportunity to travel just because I, have been working and put myself through school and all of that. So yeah, it was really awesome. I actually think it's pretty unbelievable that he didn't call me back.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's a fair stance to take. Yeah. I mean, how was the hookup?
It was great. I mean, first times are always a little weird. It's so rare that if you hook up with somebody for the first time, it's mind blowing, but it was so good. I just felt we were in sync. And honestly, when he left, I was he's obsessed with me. Honestly, that might have not been the case. So
is there any reason why you think he may not be hitting you back?
I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't want anything serious. Just kind of an F boy. Maybe he just, your proverbial hit it and quit it kind of thing.
Maybe. The way you described him, he doesn't sound like that type of dude, right?
Because that would be a lot of work just to get that.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about each other's families, and he kind of gave me a, I don't know. I feel like we talked about stuff that you don't usually talk about on a first date, I guess.
Okay. And you have no idea why?
I would be grasping at straws. I don't know. Maybe I guess my apartment was pretty messy. I don't know if that, it wasn't extraordinarily messy. I'm certainly not the cleanest
person ever, but
we have had first date follow-ups where that was a problem. So maybe that is it.
I mean, some people are just a little bit more, you know, uptight about that.
All right. Well, yeah. we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure out why you're getting ghosted, and then also see if we can get you another date if you still want one when you find out why, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Layla is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's not getting a call back from a dude named Jay, and we're about to call him and see if we can get him to tell us why she's getting ghosted and maybe get her another date. But first, Layla, before we call Jay, refresh everybody's memory about your date.
Jay and I went to Topgolf, and we had nachos, and then drink, had an amazing time, and then we went over to my place and hooked up. And then, I thought it was really amazing. He helped me with my swing. It was very cute. And then I heard all about his travels, everywhere he went, and talked a little bit about my life, too. So I genuinely think we had an amazing connection. And I guess I'm confused, and the only reason I can think that he maybe is not interested is because my apartment was messy, and there was, like, clothes all over the place. But I want him to know that I'm not actually, like, really messy.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We're going to call him right now and then see if he'll tell us and maybe get you another date if you still want one. Okay. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jay, please?
Yeah, this is Jay. Who's this?
Jay, what's up, man? How are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jay. My name's Nina. I also do that.
fine. I'm victorious.
Jay, you recently went out on a date with somebody and they emailed us because they want to know why you're ghosting them.
Oh, okay. I think I have a pretty good idea who that might be.
You want to take a guess? Go for it.
I'm guessing it's the lovely Layla.
Okay, well, that was a compliment to the lovely Layla. Yeah. What's the deal?
Oh, my God. All right, I guess we're doing this, huh?
Yep. Can you tell us why you're ghosting her?
All right. What's the best way to say this? She's great. She's hot. She's funny. I just don't know that she's cultured enough for me, for what I'm looking for in a partner. I don't know how to say this, like, nicely, but I need somebody that will challenge me cerebrally, and I'm just not sure that she's there, that we're at that same level mentally. I want a certain level.
Are you calling her dumb?
I'm not calling her dumb. I just don't know that her and I have had the same deep thinking. It just didn't seem like her and I were mentally compatible, certainly physically compatible. She just, what's the best way to say you want somebody a little more intelligent as a partner without making it sound mean? I guess that's what I'm getting at.
I don't know if there's any way to not make that sound mean.
No.
I know. When you say it, it sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Telling her that would be mean.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a move. But ghosting also, you know, is not the easiest way to go about this either, but.
So that was it. That was the reason why, the date was fun. Certainly the hookup was fun. We hooked up at her place. But I just, through our conversations that we had, it just didn't seem like there was going to be that sort of mental cerebral connection that I'm looking for.
You can tell after one date?
Usually. I mean, when you spend an entire night and the night literally with somebody, you get a pretty good vibe of how they tick.
Did she say anything that was not
intelligent?
Like, that made you think she was dumb? Oh, like what you're basically saying. Sorry.
Most of the conversation was just very surface level. Like, you know, do you have any siblings? Oh, what did your family, you know, what did your parents do growing up? Where did you, just all that simple stuff. It didn't get any deeper than that. I started talking about my travels and experiences. She didn't really have anything to add to that. And so I thought that was just kind of where it was going to be conversationally.
Well, but you know what? That might not be a smarts thing. That might be a financial thing.
I guess you got a point there. I didn't think about that at the time. It just didn't seem like we were on the same wavelength as far as challenging ourselves mentally.
Hey, Jay, I have a question for you. You're a smart guy. Do you remember one, I guess, glaring thing about these first date follow-ups that you might be not thinking about right now?
Yeah, now that you say that, usually you have the other person listening on the other line.
Yes.
You are smart.
You are. Good job. Layla's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Not awkward at all. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Just as a disclaimer, so I literally have a master's degree in business. That never came up. So just as a little, throwing in here. So just to throw that out there.
At Topgolf.
Well, because we were flirting insanely and talking about whatever else was occurring to us. Like, I thought I talked about my family. We were just kind of like first dating stuff. Like, we were just talking about day one, the basics, and then sleeping together, whatever. We can forget about that. But I don't think we ever even got a chance to, like, honestly, this is totally fine, but he did talk a lot about himself, you know, and that is, I didn't really get that many opportunities to actually speak about myself very much. So there's that, maybe just something to consider for future dates. But yeah, I mean, like, we just talked about surface stuff and I thought you were kind of intrigued, but I kind of now think you're a snob. Like, the reason I haven't traveled is because I had to put myself through school. And had to work full time in order to pay for my own tuition. So, yeah.
Well, that was a mic drop.
Yeah.
Well, I feel about this tall right now. Yes, having heard you say that, I can absolutely see how I came off as a snob. And I do apologize if I didn't give you enough time to talk about yourself. And it is very impressive that you have your master's. That's really awesome, actually.
Jay's on that back pedal real quick.
Right? Yeah, I'm on the spot here, and man, I feel bad now. I really do.
Who talks about their full education? I'm not going to like sit there and brag about my master's degree on a first date. Like, I feel like that's not necessarily something I would say unless somebody asks me point blank.
Yeah, and that probably should be a question of yours when you date, Jay. If you if you put a lot of stock in that stuff, you know, where'd you go to college? What kind of degree do you have? Where have you traveled?
A master's degree is a hell of a turn on for me. So, you know, if I would have known that, we might have made it out of Topgolf even quicker.
Okay.
Well, let me just ask the question then. Jay, would you like another date with Layla? We'll pay for it.
I would love the opportunity to reconcile myself with Layla. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and say no to that, Jay. I feel like, first of all, you kind of are a little bit of a snob. And then second of all, like, who ghosts people that like that after sleeping with them? It's just not a very, like, gentleman thing to do. Like, you could have let me down. You could have lied to me if you thought I was stupid. You could have just been like, you know what? I'm not interested in anything long term. But instead, you just kind of, like, didn't answer. Yeah. So, no, thank you.
Well, that was very polite.
There's a lot of other words I wanted to say.
Jubal's first date follow-up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney, online at advocateslaw.com.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.